Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger, and usually I would say, with me as always is my good friend and introbot, Robomogo Wanatron. I mean, Bebop Robo... You know, I'm off my game now, because usually I have Bebop with me to do all my introductions for. And now I feel like I can't even say words good. All right, well, it doesn't matter. You know what? I don't need Bebop. I'm an interesting guy. He's funny and everything, but I have good stories to tell. Like, did you know that today I had cereal for breakfast? Cheerios. Right? I mean, that's crazy. And I got a new pair of socks the other, last week. I like socks. Everybody likes socks. Oh, thank goodness the music is changing. Okay, last time you had to vote whether Finn, Abigail, and Vale had to get rid of the spider bots or had to try to shut off the security cameras. So let's find out what happens in this week's episode of The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Season 4, Episode something-something, Guardians of the Galaxy. So finally, frustrated, Vale said, "In there! That's how you disable the security system!" And suddenly, about 2 dozen spider bots crowded onto the ceiling above them. "Oops," said Vale. "Get in there, Finn. See what you can do. I'll hold off these robots." "No way, Vale," said Finn. "Let's split up. They won't be able to get all of us at once." "Nah, this was my mistake," said Vale. "I'll stop them. You just get in there and do what we have to do." Finn knew there wasn't time to argue. He got down on his hands and knees and practically dove into the crawl space. If there were a lot of buttons and lights in the hallway, he just left. Now it was even worse. Whoever had designed the engineering core of the Marlow had a certain flair, that's for sure. "Got it, Finn?" yelled Abigail, who, along with Vale, was trying to ward off the spider bots. "I just got in here," said Finn. "And there's no obvious switch or anything."
"Just do something!"
Abigail and Vale yelled in unison. So, Finn looked at the wall closest to him and slammed his hand down on a red button the size of his nose. Everything went black, except for the pale glow coming from the Spider-Bot's welders. "Okay, not that one," said Finn as he pressed it again and the lights came back on. 10011100, yelled Vale.
"What are you doing out there?" said Finn.
"I'm trying to reprogram them. 10011110111. Isn't that what coding is, ones and zeros?"
"Sorta," said Finn, as he looked for the switch that would turn off the cameras. "Aha," he said, and he flipped a switch on the opposite wall. Nothing happened.
Hey! Whoever is flipping switches down there, this is your admiral telling you to knock it off! You just retracted all of the chairs on the captain's bridge! Why do we even have a button that does that?
Keep going, yelled Abigail. Ignore him. It has to be one of them.
Finn switched to switch, toggled to toggle, and stuck a joystick. But nothing happened. Of course, he didn't realize he was setting off various security measures all over the Marlow. So really, he'd flooded the cargo bay, locked down the library, and released a sleeping gas into the compartments. But he didn't know any of that. He stuck his head out of the crawlspace and saw that Abigail and Vale weren't going to be able to hold off the spider bots for much longer. He spun around and pressed as many buttons as he could at once. He grabbed a joystick and moved it up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, when suddenly...
Emergency security activated. Emergency security activated.
Did I do it right? Said Finn. I don't know, but the spider bots are gone, said Abigail. So, good work? Maybe?
Finn, Vale, and Abigail went back out of the control room into the kitchen. Vale raised a hand and waved at the camera there.
Hey, Buncy Bunce, said Vale. Can you see me? Can you see me? What am I doing now?
Huh. Looks like the cameras are on lockdown.
Nice work, Finn, said Abigail.
What was that? Said Finn.
Maybe it's Elias coming back, said Vale.
Not me, said Elias, walking into the kitchen with Foggy right behind him. He had returned to his regular human state.
Foggy did it again, said Elias.
He pulled the old ole on the wild thing, and now it's out there floating in space. And then he gave me the perfect Heimlich, and we're good to go.
Except for that, said Finn. Whatever it is.
The door to the mess hall opened. A giant robot lurched in.
Whose robot are you? Said Vale.
Oh, yeah. I remember this, said Elias. It's the Marlowe's robot. There's a guardian giant robot on the Marlow. It could be activated in case an evil alien ever took the ship over.
Or an evil me,
yelled Bunce, who popped up behind it and climbed up to sit on its shoulders.
Except, of course, I knew about it, and of course, it thinks you're the intruders. Goodbye, Explorers Troop 301, once and for all.
Okay, we need your help. We need you to vote. You have two choices. Should the explorers run to the captain's bridge now that Bunce is off of it and free the rest of the kids on the Marlow? Or should they head to the library to get Paige and Meg and Proto and try to save the Marlow with them? The choice is yours. Go to fincaspian.com/choose. And of course, as always, you can vote and tell us why you're voting a certain way. And if you don't vote, then I'll talk more about my socks on Wednesday. That sounds fun.
I have these socks. They're like Argyle socks. They're red and green, and they're just to die for. Okay, see you Wednesday.
Has he started talking about his socks yet?
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel?
Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.